If unschooled children don't go to school, then how do they learn? I went on a search to find unschooling parents so I could ask them this question, but it turned out to be much harder than I anticipated because unschooling parents are way too busy having fun and learning with their kids to take the time to answer my questions. I did eventually find a good group of people and asked them, what is unschooling and why do families choose this path? In this podcast, you'll hear what they told me. I'm Amy Childs, and welcome to The Unschooling Life. First, we hear from Jan Hunt, director of the Natural Child Project.
When someone asks me what unschooling is, the very first thing I say is that it is no different from what every loving parent does when their child is young. When a two-year-old or a three-year-old gets interested in something, let's say trains, what does the parent do? They get a book about trains. They maybe take them on a train ride. You know, they buy them a toy train. They know that this child, for whatever reason, has gotten interested in trains. And the parent knows, sort of instinctively, to support that and to further it. That continues, you know, and it's very natural and instinctual and very nice and normal. And then all of a sudden, the same child is suddenly, quote, school age. And what that implies is that there's something different now. This child is a different person. This child learns in a different way all of a sudden. That seems to be the assumption. It's never really discussed, but that's the assumption, that this child who has been learning with great delight and has had no problem being, you know, inspired or motivated to learn. In fact, you can't stop a two-year-old or three-year-old from learning. That's all they do all day long. They explore and they learn exactly what they want to study and learn, and whatever is around them is fascinating to them. All of a sudden, they're school age, and the assumption seems to be, okay, now they've reached an age where their brain changes drastically, and they're no longer learning in that same delightful way. That now, all of a sudden, we have to turn it 180 degrees. Instead of the child figuring out what he wants to learn, someone else, an authority, an expert, a teacher with a degree, somebody else knows better what that child is supposed to learn at that moment. Suddenly, the three R's come in as though they're separate from life, which they aren't at all. And the child is forced and scared into learning what other people think he should be learning. And then it goes downhill from there because after a while, the child loses interest because he's not learning it's a two-pronged problem. He's not learning what he wants to learn. And he doesn't want to learn what he's being forced to learn. It's really unfortunate because the child loses his interest in learning generally. And then to top it all off, then when the child is totally bored, and what adult wouldn't be, you know, bored sitting, having to listen to someone on a topic that he has no interest in and not being allowed to move even, you know, what adult could handle that? And yet the child, when he can't handle that, we say, oh, now he must have some kind of learning deficit, learning problem, learning deficiency, you know, and we give them pills. I mean, it's really, the whole picture is completely wrong. An unschooling parent is not a teacher. This parent is like a reference librarian. You know, a reference librarian in a public library will answer questions, will find information, will find the books that the person might want to find helpful. But they listen first to what the person is looking for. What are you looking for? How can I help you? And how can I support that? How can I find material that will help him to learn this, you know, in the most fun way? And that's another huge difference between school and unschool is unschooling is fun. Yeah. My son is 33 now, and we've had fun for 33 years.
And now here's Kelly, mother of two now-grown, unschooled sons.
Joyce Federal one time said that it was a side effect, and I like that a lot, but learning is a side effect of living a rich engaged life. And my job as the unschooling parent is to expose them to as many things as possible. They can always say, no, I don't like it, or I don't like it right now, or I want to try something else. But my job is to find the learning that's happening in their lives. So as long as they're living a rich, engaged life, the learning is there. But my job is just to find it.
Next is Jerry Mintz, founder and director of the Alternative Education Resource Organization.
There are basically two paradigms involved with how people think about learning. One is the traditional one that seems all schools are based on, which is that kids are naturally lazy and need to be forced to learn. The other paradigm is the one that most of our schools use, and that is that kids are natural learners. And so if you accept that that's true, which modern brain research certainly does confirm, then you can't use the typical approach of schools. And that is, it doesn't make sense to force kids to learn things just because you think they're important or somebody else thinks they're important for them to learn, because what you're doing is you're tending to extinguish the natural ability to learn. And the more you do that, the more the other paradigm becomes self-fulfilling. That is, after 7 or 8 years of it, children actually do lose their ability to learn spontaneously and need to be forced and externally motivated more and more. So if you understand those things, the choice is really obvious. And then if you don't understand them, and of course a lot of people think they do, but they don't because of their own training. It's in their guts that somehow you feel like you have to force learning, someone's going to miss something, and so on. And that's something that you have to learn how to fight against in yourself. And then you'll be able to be comfortable with your choice of children having natural learning.
This is 22-year-old Idzi, whose blog is called, I Am Unschooled and Yes, I Can Write.
That is a type of self-directed homeschooling, where the learners themselves, the children or teens, are really the ones making important decisions about their own education and what they want to be learning about, with parents acting as facilitators and mentors and helping them to find resources instead of being teachers.
What did you like about unschooling as a kid?
Oh, there were multiple things. It was really great to be able to focus as much or as little as I wanted on things. Because there were a lot of times, and I'm sure, you know, you're familiar with that, where it's just like, okay, a Google search is enough. You're like, oh, now I know what I basically want to know about this, and that's it. To have the freedom to do that, to do the really, like, quick, multiple, you know, questions answered a day where you don't want to dig in much, to being able to focus on something you're really interested in for weeks, months at a time. I really like that there wasn't, you know, without sort of a set curriculum or like these are the things you're supposed to learn about and these are the things that aren't as important, that I could really focus as much or as little as I wanted to on things.
Carcy Blanton is a singer-songwriter who has performed with the Weepies, the Wood Brothers, Paul Simon. You can even find her on Wikipedia.
I am really glad that I was unschooled. It gave me a sense of how to make plans and set goals and then achieve them without any outside kind of influence, or without very much outside influence. And I think that as a touring musician, I rely on that skill pretty heavily. So right now I'm on like a 6-week tour all around the country, and I had some help with booking the tour, but a lot of it is just, you know, I put the band together and I book some of the shows and I'm driving the van and I found places to stay, and it's a lot of reliance on my own, like, kind of internal motivation and my own personal resources. And I feel like I have that skill because I didn't go to school, so I had to figure out how to get things done without a lot of help from upper management. I also think that I am pretty comfortable spending long stretches of time by myself, and that's partly because I didn't go to school and I grew up in a rural part of the world. And so I think I rely on that skill also as a songwriter, because it takes a lot of sitting idly before I get a good idea. So I think if I was less comfortable wandering around by myself, I probably wouldn't write songs, really. You know, I got started fairly young. Like, I made my first record when I was 19, and I think the reason I was able to do that is because at that point I already had you know, 5 or 8 years of fairly full-time practicing and rehearsing and performing under my belt because I got to start really young. So I started playing and writing and performing when I was 13, and I did all those things quite a bit at a pretty young age because I didn't have anything else that I was required to do, and that was what I was most interested in. So I think in that way I kind of got ahead of the curve a little bit.
Michelle Lucas is one of the co-founders of the Philadelphia Free School.
At the Philly Free School, we believe that human beings are born curious and that given a supportive environment, nearly all human beings will blossom with that curiosity, and that the learning that results from self-directed education is more profound, more powerful, and more rewarding than what we see in conventional schools. We think that it is illogical to continue to try to mandate what young people should learn in an era when our access to information, the entire global economy, the workforce, everything about our lives is changing so rapidly and so dramatically. It makes no sense whatsoever that we're still operating in a school system that was created when we became an industrialized nation and we needed workers for heavy industry. I don't believe that any school board is in a better position to determine a curriculum or a course of study for a young person than that young person, him or herself. And I think that after 45 years of Sudbury education, starting with the Sudbury Valley School in 1968 and extending to over 30 schools around the world now, we have a lot of data and we have a lot of graduates that we can look at, and they're doing amazing things. Not only are they competent, effective professionals, but they're also happy. They're engaged in their communities. They're well-adjusted citizens. I think all of those measures are really important, and they're often overlooked with conventional measures of educational outcomes.
Here's Sandra Dodd with a simple definition of unschooling.
Creating an environment where natural learning can flourish.
What's natural learning?
Learning from experience, learning from asking questions, following interests, being.
So thanks to everyone who shared some of their ideas about what unschooling is and how people unschool and why. To finish off, I asked my daughter Nakaya to share her definition of unschooling.
Unschooling is eliminating the distraction of school from being alive, from the art of being alive, from the act of being alive, from the joy of being alive.
I'd like to thank your daddy and your mother for bringing up a child like you.
The Unschooling Life podcast is brought to you by Amy Childs and unschoolingsupport.com.
They took the moonlight out of the skies and put the moon right into your eyes. Like a June night, you're a heavenly thing. They took the fragrance out of the dew and sprinkled roses all over you. Like a garden.